Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Dobré popoludnie, nemýlte sa, stále počúvate vysielanie rádia SBS v slovinskom jazyku.
Ja, lep pozdrav še enkrat vsem, to ni bila šala. No, malce šala, malce zares. Danes gostim mojega kolega Andreja Bučka iz slovaškega programa. Lep pozdrav, Andrej.
Pozdravujem, ne šalime nikoho.
So, I've decided to invite you to our program because Slovenia and Slovakia get mixed up quite a lot.
Absolutely everywhere.
So, in on Wikipedia, if someone wants to check Slovenia, Slovakia, you call it Slovenska Republika, and Slovenia, official name of Slovenia, is Republika Slovenia. So that's very similar. We've got similar names, similar flags, similar history, and you can understand me, I can understand you a little bit. So how would you say we are different or the same? Why do they mix us all the time?
It's probably the name, but yeah, as you said, in the language, a girl is Slovenka in both languages, and we say slovenský jazyk, slovenská politika. It's exactly the same verbiage. Why? Well, we are Slavic nations, so probably that's where it comes from. And also the tradition and history of Slovak Republic, which appeared only late 1993, 1st of January, because we lived always in the history under someone. Thousands of years under Hungarians, then under Czechs, under Moscow, Russians, now under Brussels. So we're always under someone.
Yes, and Slovenia and Slovakia entered the European Union on the same day, on May 1st, 2004.
Correct. We were in the package, in a group of countries.
And back in 2018, there was another interesting thing. Slovenian Prime Minister announced his resignation, and on the same day, Slovakian Prime Minister also announced his resignation. How do you remember that news?
I remember that very well because I know Slovak Prime Minister, of course, but Slovenian Prime Minister is my friend, and I know his father, Mirko Cerar, who was a fantastic gymnast, a big champion in Olympics. Obviously, it's sad that he finished. He probably followed the foreign ministry another couple of years, and he resigned from foreign minister post also March this year, not long ago.
Yes, that's right. And another interesting fact, a US First Lady, Melania Trump, is Slovenian, and Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana, was born in Czechoslovakia.
That's right. And not many people know that her maiden name is Ivana Zelníček. And she was a famous skiing representative of Czechoslovakia, and she escaped to Canada first and became Miss Canada, and that's how she met Donald Trump.
Right. And another confusion. George W. Bush famously once talked about his meeting with the Slovak foreign minister, a meeting that never happened. And in 2003, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi introduced the Prime Minister of Slovakia at a press conference, and it was actually a Slovenian Prime Minister Anton Rop. That must have been very embarrassing.
Absolutely. Well, they mix up a lot of countries also in South America. Some presidents just don't do the homework with geography, and also other politicians. And as you know, you probably can mention to your listeners about the embassies, how much mail confusion they have every month.
Torej, enkrat mesečno se Slovaška in Slovenija se obe ambasadi dobita, da si izmenjata pošti. Because of course they...
True.
Yeah, because of the name. That's so very interesting. So Slovakia has a female president. That's never happened in Slovenian history. Let's hope it will someday. So is she the first female president?
Correct. Yeah, we did have female prime minister, but a lot of people talk and now compare the Croatian female president
right
to our president, yes. Obviously talking about the beauty.
Of course. And for those that don't know, Slovakia is almost 2.5 times bigger landmass than Slovenia, and you have around 5.5 million people. Is that right?
This is all correct. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what would you have you been to Slovenia before? Have you visited Slovenia?
Very briefly, driving through, I have to say, and I visited before former Yugoslavia. I've been to most of the parts of former Yugoslavia, including Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia for Olympics in Sarajevo, and very briefly Slovenia.
And you probably wouldn't get lost in Slovenia. Would be just fine with communicating and getting
along? Absolutely. Absolutely. We understand. I actually sit every single year next to my friend Saša Lucu. He's a journalist from Slovenia at the Australian Open, sport journalist. He comes with his wife, who is a photographer, and we know each other for years. And we speak the same language. Obviously, he speaks Slovenian, I speak Slovakian, and we understand both each other.
And Slovakian is Slovenčina,
yes.
And Slovenian is Slovenščina,
correct.
With a sh.
Yes.
So that's nearly the same, isn't it?
That's why a lot of confusion, correct.
Yes. And we will talk more. Še bova govorila z Andrejem o tem, kako nas vsi zamenjujejo. Sedaj pa sledi ena skladba, ki tudi govori o tem, in skupina Zakaj pa ne. Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS in danes gostim mojega slovaškega sodelavca Andreja Bučka v studiju, kajti veliko krat se zgodi, da Slovenijo in Slovaško v svetu zamenjujejo. No, za tiste, ki morda ne veste, jaz osebno še nisem bila nikoli na Slovaškem, ampak upam, da se bo to kmalo spremenilo. Slovaška je uradno imenovana tudi Slovaška republika in je celinska država v srednji Evropi, na severozahodu meji s Češko, na severu s Poljsko, vzhod Ukrajina, jug Madžarska in na zahodu Avstrija. So all these countries that are around Slovakia have obviously a lot of influence as well.
Correct, and that's dated back years and years, even when Czechoslovakia, we had the same borders, but we both together lived once upon a time in Austro-Hungarian monarchy.
Tako, v Austro-Ugarski monarchii, and most of the country are Slovaks. About 86%, I read. And is there any controversy? Is there any problems with any other nations? Or do you have any, now that coronavirus has closed all the borders, have you had any trouble like in the past 10, 15 years that you know of?
No. We don't have any issues. Obviously, there were historical some sentiments with Hungarians because we lived, as I said, 1,000 years under Hungarians. And the Hungarians, they still cry about the Trianon results and they want more territory because once they were bigger and important part of Austro-Hungarian monarchy. And also the history doesn't cover Slovaks very well. So if you have in encyclopedia, they don't have Ugorsko, they have Hungary, is everything is Hungary in English. So compositors, writers, scientists are born Hungarians, which is not correct. Many of them are actually Slovaks. So this was all fixed between the neighbors. Mm. And we have a little bit of a question with the gypsies, obviously, and also now during the coronavirus, there were higher numbers. Like, for example, here they have Aboriginal communities have a little bit different tough restrictions, but this is years and years, even we inherited it from Czechoslovakia.
Yes, that's something similar I read online. So, večinski delež prebivalstva, okoli 86%, predstavljajo Slovaki. Najštevilčnejša manjšina so Madžari z 8,5% in sporni so podatki o Romih, to je nekaj podobnega kot tudi v Sloveniji. Zadnji popis jih je naštel za 1,7%, vendar strokovnjaki domnevajo, da jih je okoli 5,6. To je kar velika razlika, le da so se zaradi diskriminacije izrekli bodi si za Slovake, bodi si za Madžare. In tudi, and also, In Slovakia, one of the official languages is Hungarian, which is also the same case in Slovenia because we both border Hungary.
Correct. But obviously, it's just in some regions, especially south, when on the borders with Hungary. Dominant is Slovak language. We try to care and we try to protect. But you can, if you are on the south of Slovakia, you can get to speak Hungarian language.
Ja, jaz se ti najlepše zahvaljujem. Thank you, Andrej, so much for coming into the studio and shining a light and talking a little bit more about Slovakia, the beautiful country that you're from, and hopefully to see you again.
Nema za što, rado se stalo. Uvidimo se, hajde Slovenci.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.